It's how they're treating pregnant women and women on the street are basically wrong. A friend of mine just lost her house. She's got a 6-month-old child and she was staying in the CBD near the Big W. The security guard walked up, gave her a notice to leave the CBD area. She's not allowed in to get food, nothing, can't even come into servos. She basically has to go smelly. She can't even come in to get like breakfast. The security guard took her phone, her wallet, everything off her. She's not allowed 200 metres in the CBD because she's had a pram and two trolleys and having a child on the street. I've had like a couple of like incidents with them. Like when I first come back to Melbourne, I was on the street and I only had like two suitcases with me and I got kicked out of the CBD area because I've had two suitcases. And like they've said to me, I'm not allowed to have any suitcases, no backpacks, nothing. Yeah, and gave me a notice to leave the CBD area. And like I've asked them for like the security card to make sure it is correct, and like them getting how they're acting and how they treat women and making women go from the CBD where there's more facilities to St Kilda where there's nothing. Like it's basically unfair. There's more cameras for the women and there's more like protection. Like the Melbourne East Police Station's open 24/7 and St Kilda Police Station Collingwood's not 24 hours. My cousin who was raped and bashed on Melbourne Central Station, she was raped and bashed there. And she got moved to St Kilda and she's no longer around no more. Because she got moved from Melbourne Central, like the CBD area, to St Kilda, and a week after she got moved, she got killed. Like, all homeless should have their rights too. Like, it's not their fault that they're homeless. The council needs to basically do more. There's not enough homeless shelters for anyone to basically go to. Like, I basically found all the supports of mine. Like there was domestic violence and plus other reasons why I ended up on the street, like sexual assault. That's what like these security guards need to realise and the council what actually causes women to go like missing or self-harming because they don't understand what us women go through.